Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Would you pay $4,000 to get over a heartbreak? I would. It's one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
Are you freaking kidding
one
me?
More thing.
Where do I sign? Who do I give the money to?
Anyway, yeah, it's an interesting program. I'll tell you about it in a second.
Before we get to that, this is the wonder of Twitter. I don't forget who posted this first. It's a tweet and then a response to the tweet, which is just astounding and awful. First tweet was from some news publication. Germany's hottest firefighter winner says she'll remain loyal to saving lives. And it's what you'd expect. It's a super hot chick, barely dressed. She's also a firefighter. Whoop-de-doo. Then somebody responded to that saying, waiting for her after lighting my own house on fire. Ha ha. Then a response to that tweet. Hold on to your shorts. From a woman named Lydia, looks to be a real picture. I'm 75 and did that back in 1982 to try and meet this firefighter guy. Smiley face with the tears coming out of the eyes. But I only ended up with a burnt home and a mother of two instead of four. But I got through it and learned. Heart.
Whoa, wait. She killed two of her children in an arson to meet a firefighter? And has the laughing face?
But got through it and learned. I guess you have to hope this is fake. It doesn't sound fake, though. The way it's written sounds more like crazy than fake.
Right. I was going to say crazy, stupid, terrible judgment. We've all known those people, right?
Uh-huh.
Or brushed up against them in life. Yeah, that had the authenticity of the truly crappy.
Yeah. Woo. Anyway.
I mean, dumb isn't... I mean, there's dumb in there. It's terrible judgment. Wow. That was too heavy, man. That was heavy. It's ponderous.
Have we ever used transition music during the podcast? I don't think we have. Let's try that.
Okay. It's always
transition music clears your brain out so you can move on to a different topic.
This is making me want to put on clown makeup and murder people.
It's stressing me out.
Yeah, I'm not, this is, this, you know, although it is effective. I have no idea what we were talking about before. It has totally reset my mood.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
So I guess it is effective.
Would you pay $4,000 to get over a heartbreak?
So this article talks about this dude in L.A. area, longtime girlfriend. He thought that this was my life partner. They were also business partners. They live together, have a dog together, blah, blah, blah. And she said, I'm through. We're breaking up. And he says, I thought she was my life partner. My identity was attached to her. When I lost that, I lost myself. I was like, I need help finding who I am. Blah, 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 but we share friends. Our lives are completely entangled. It just felt too grand of an undertaking for myself. I just knew I didn't have the tools to get myself out of this. So he became aware of this Renew Breakup Boot Camp. It's a twice yearly retreat for people who've gone through heartbreaks or struggled to find romantic partners. But it's a 4-day thing.
What did they do to you? I don't understand how a 4-day boot camp gets you over heartbreak. I can't even imagine what they do.
Well, I think you're making assumptions about the term boot camp, and fair enough. I don't
okay,
know why they call it
whatever
that
exactly. You want. Call it a conference or a spa. I can't imagine what they do in 4 days that gets you over heartbreak. I assume you're about to tell us.
Yeah. Parts of it anyway. Let's see. And some of it seems perfectly reasonable. Some not so much. All right, I'm scrolling down to where they actually get.
Have you ever heard this? I did not employ this, by the way. But I had several people tell me. Actually, both of them, like, professionals. One a psychologist, one like a marriage family therapist. The easiest way to get over someone is to get under someone. Have you ever heard that? I heard that from a psychologist, PhD psychologist, and from a marriage family therapist.
And I take it they mean in an earthy way. Not
yes.
Like to... Yeah, okay. Wow. Well, there's that. I would certainly reorder your brain chemistry.
Yeah.
Get you to a different place.
I don't. Just doesn't seem like a good idea to me, but, you know, to each their own.
The old rebound love? I don't know. I'd have to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So the retreat, which typically costs between $3,500 and $4,000, includes 3 nights of lodging in a cabin, 3 meals per day cooked by a private chef, and a busy schedule of programming and activities. It's drug and alcohol free, also digital free. Check your device at the door. You're not going to be scrolling.
Nah, but how are you going to keep checking her Instagram if
you turn
in your phone?
That actually comes up in this.
Oh, God.
Prior to arrival, participants were told only that they'd be engaging in workshops with therapists, coaches, movement and yoga instructors, and a dominatrix, of course.
Okay.
Yeah. However, there were two ground rules. Not allowed to bash your ex, and you're not allowed to give unsolicited advice.
Those are both really good, I think. I'm not interested in your opinion, man. And, of course, sitting around bitching about your ex is not going to help anything.
So I'm going to jump into how this gal who was invited, she'd actually just broken up with her man and went as a journalist, but also because, wow, I could use this.
Are these all dumpies or dumpers? Dumpers get over these things much quicker than the dumpies.
I would imagine they're dumpies.
Yeah.
Because the dumper doesn't have that I was just hurled off a cliff feeling.
Right.
It might be disappointing and sad, but it's fundamentally different. Anyway, we did not sit in a circle repeating affirmations and rant about our exes before going home. What we did was work on ourselves during a series of sessions, some of which stretched over the course of 12-hour retreat days with limited free time. Along our four-day journey, this leader of this thing and a team of experts discussed the science behind what happens in the body when you go through a separation.
Yeah, I've been wondering about this. What is freaking going on there?
One of the reasons I brought this up is I went through this, and with a couple of exceptions, I thought, wow, that really would be helpful. So the science of what happens to you physically and neurologically when you go through a separation, how dopamine pushes you to want to, for instance, check your ex's Instagram account multiple times a day after an Instagram, look through old photos or find excuses to see or contact them.
There's not a human being on earth who has ever done that and felt better afterwards, that you're compelled to do it anyway.
Right, right. Let's see. She gets through her personal experience. Exercises during the workshops included during primal screaming and ecstatic dancing to release grief, anger, and other emotions from the body.
Does primal screaming sound different than regular other screaming?
I don't really know.
Or all screams primal?
I've seen it portrayed mostly for comedic purposes, mm-hmm. but... I don't know. There's absolutely science that indicates when you smash your toe on the coffee table in the dark, screaming obscenities relieves the pain.
Yeah.
That's why people do it.
My son Henry does that sometimes. He'll hurt himself. Can I say a bad word? Can I say a bad word? Yeah, go ahead.
Have at it, son.
Crap! He'll say.
Let's see. So ecstatic dancing to relieve. I don't like the dance at all, but I could see that sort of physical movement. Participating in a burning ceremony in which they tossed letters they had written to their exes in a fireplace.
Oh, that's a classic.
Practicing how to discuss boundaries with our loved ones and doing breath work. We also learned about power dynamics through the lens of BDSM. That would be bondage, discipline, and sadomasochism.
What the heck is that? I know what that is, but how's that play in here?
This is a woman, a professional dominatrix who holds a PhD in education from UC Berkeley. Her name is allegedly Colette Pervet. I don't think that's real. It was a workshop that many participants, including myself, felt offered an aha moment. I'm going to dom you today, she told the group. At the start, she wore black casual attire, but she eventually stripped down to a corset with cutout panties, tights, and stilettos. After asking for a volunteer to play the role of a submissive, she began pulling out toys from her bag one by one, including handcuffs, a leash, a collar, an eye mask, and a ball gag. She then asked the volunteer if they were comfortable with her putting on the items. The volunteer gleefully consented as the class watched intently.
I would not be. A mask, sure. A ball gag? A leash? I'm not letting anybody put a freaking leash on me.
Well, you're not going to heal. Anyway, moving along. Although the exercise was PG-13, the purpose of it was to show that although it looked like the submissive was powerless, the volunteer actually did have control. The person could have ended the demonstration at any point by saying the agreed-upon safe word or giving a nonverbal signal. Pervet then challenged us to think about the bondages in our own lives that hold us back, such as fear of judgment or rejection, and to look at the ways we had given away our power. Quote, "We might not be able to see it as clearly as these gold handcuffs, but we're all in bondage in some way. If not, we'd be saying what we want to say, doing what we want to do, and being who we want to be in every moment."
Well, sometimes the bondage is just decency and decorum, isn't it? Of not saying and doing what you want to say in any moment.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, but not always.
No, definitely not always.
Yeah, I've known plenty of people whose bonds are self-imposed and
often, you know, I've got to be very careful about this. I'm aware of a person who I'm very fond of who had a very difficult upbringing, very dysfunctional, and is struggling with that through adulthood. Now, I'm not sure a woman in panties needs to put a ball gag in my mouth to get me to, you know, wake up to this stuff.
Put me on a leash.
Get your attention.
You need to be more like a dog.
The coach is right, Jack. Why are you so closed off? You refuse to walk around on all fours with a leash around your neck. Let's see. So here's... who is this person? This guy was actually widowed. Yeah?
If this worked or works, it's definitely worth $4,000. I mean, everybody's financial situation is different there. Most of my life where that wouldn't have been an option whether it worked or not. But heartache can last a very long time and really, really affect your life. So it'd be a pretty good investment if it works.
Oh, my gosh. If you have $4,000, if I became convinced that this would, like, help move me past the pain and onto the next chapter, yes. Oh, please.
Yeah, take out a loan. Put it on your credit card, whatever you got to do.
Yeah, yeah. This author, this gal who wrote this article said she's really happy she did it. Let's see. By listing out my values and non-negotiables in a relationship, I learned how to weed out potential partners. I also recognized and put a name to the bondages many self-inflicted in my life that had been holding me back from living authentically. But most important, I realized that although breakups undoubtedly suck, it's a common experience that we don't have to go through alone. In addition to the skills I learned from the retreat experts, it was the 20 other people there experiencing pain similar to mine who ultimately helped me to get the next step in my healing journey, and for that, I'm grateful.
How many of them hooked up, I wonder?
That's not one of the ground rules. I'm scrolling through the
getting
pictures.
Back to the whole, the fastest way to get over someone is to get under them. Or
get under someone, yeah. That's a funny saying.
It is. Well, and I thought, so interesting, it came from two different therapists.
Yeah, yeah. I'll get this to Hanson. We'll have the link to this article at armstrongandgetty.com under hot links, I think. And it refers to the specific company and everything who does this stuff. And so you can get in touch with them if you want to.
So the thing you're supposed to do, your ex-husband or whatever, is check his... First thing you do when you get up in the morning, you check his Instagram.
I don't think you've been listening. That would be horrible.
Oh.
Here's a quote from Rodney Dangerfield. My wife wants me to sex in the back of the car, and she wants me to drive.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Not a good one. Oh boy.
See, that's an unhealthy relationship.
Well, I guess that's it. I told the joke very poorly. Very poorly.
See, that's an unhealthy relationship.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.